The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Misfit Toys.
Did you really think I was going to forget? Come on. Oh, thank you, Jennifer. Here we go. Day to you. Happy birthday to you. Sorry, I came in late. Birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Take it away. Pick it up a little. Baba, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. All right. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. This podcast, as you know, because you're listening to it, dropped on the 23rd, Christmas Eve Eve. And, next week I'm going to Austin. I'm doing the 29th, 30th, and 31st. And look, I might just give a shout out one more time. I'm still looking for a keyboard player for Austin. I have plans if I don't get one. I've been there before. But the 29th, you got to be available the 29th for a rehearsal at 3 and a show at 7. You get paid for both. Then one show that night. So on the 29th, there's a rehearsal at 3 and then the show at night. Only one show. Two shows Friday, the 30th, and two shows Saturday, the 31st. Now, I know it's New Year's Eve and a lot of musicians are working. I get it. That's why it's probably so difficult. But if I don't get a piano player or a keyboard player, which either or, I guess they're both the same, since you're a podcast listener, I'll tell you what I do. And that way you'll know. I set up everything on stage and then I say the band got hit by a bus, and I do everything with an iPad and tracks from the sound booth. And then I make the guy in the sound booth sort of like my sidekick, and we work together all night long. It's still a very fun show. But I'd like to get a keyboard player. It does pay, and like I said, you just have to be reasonably good at playing the piano. You have to be able to, like, you know, I'll give you an example. If I said play New York, New York, or I Gotta Be Me, or Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, you got to be able to play it, not perfectly, because I don't sing to the music. It's just playing behind me while I'm talking usually. But there's that. So you can email me at toddglasscomedy@gmail.com. You got to do all the shows. Can't do one or the other. Just once we do the rehearsal Thursday at 3 o'clock, You have to do the show on Thursday night, which is only one show, and then two Friday, two Saturday. But you got to do all the shows. So email me at toddglasscomedy@gmail.com. And I'm really looking forward to Austin. We're going to go out of our way to make it really, well, all the shows I usually do, but we're going to go even further. The place is going to be amazing. New Year's Eve, Creek in the Cave. Well, not just New Year's Eve, the 2 days leading up to it. It's going to be a real show. None of this shit. None of this shit. By the way, I did with Rory and Dan, I did Pen Pals. And it was so much fun. Just, they're great guys. And Dan, I got to hang out with Dan more. Find out what he's doing Christmas night. Invite him to my house for a party with his girlfriend or wife, or I don't even know. Anyway, there's that. By the way, I came across this guy on TikTok, and his name is Parker Get a Job. And this young adult is so fucking smart, I can't take it. He just really goes online and he will, you know, he'll go live and he'll just debate people. And he's very, very, very good at what he does. I can only imagine where he'll be, you know, later in life. But he doesn't take it on topically like a lot of people do. He goes, you know, one thing I'll try to repeat, but he has a million of these things. He's just, you know, the hardest thing to do, I'm going to go ahead and say it, is act like when you know what you're saying, I don't know if you want to call it a fact, but like, and you have to listen to the other side. When you know they're not going to offer up anything other than defending what they already believe, there's no critical thinking. And you have to still listen. I'm not even just saying it sarcastically. You have to. You have to listen to them. But it's not like you're listening to somebody that's engaging in a conversation. There are debates sometimes. Sometimes. Where both parties are listening because there is critical thinking going on. You could change your belief. But a lot of things he debates are just ironclad. You know, to me it's like debating whether black people should be able to marry white people and go, well, you have to listen to the other side that says it's not. Yeah, you do, but it's so fucking hard. And he does. They constantly say you're not listening to me. So, you know, they do it a lot. They'll say you're not even listening. And I'm sitting there going, oh, no, he is. This is being recorded. Go back and watch it. He's listening. The only time he interjects is if you're not answering the question. And it's always ironclad. And he still listens. But he said something the other day. I hope I don't bastardize it. I would love to have this guy on my show. I don't know where he's from. Try to reach out to him and say, Todd Glass would love to have you on his show. Can you do something for me, people? They were talking about people that identify different than their birth. You know what I'm talking about. And he said, you know, it's funny. I mean, this would only work if somebody was religious. And in this case, this person was religious because they went to their religion to say what they had to say in so many words. And he goes, you know, it's funny that you, in religion, you trust all these, just, you know, if you feel it. It's something with inside you and you just feel it. You don't have any facts to offer up. There's probably more facts to offer up people that are born and don't identify with their, you know, the sex they were assigned at birth. Probably more facts to back that up. But let's say hypothetically there aren't. But you're okay with it, religion. In religion, you're like, oh, you just feel it. You know, it's just this feeling you get. It's just a feeling you get. It's just a feeling you get. And you know, and you feel it in your heart. But when people that are going through that want to re-identify, I know I probably am saying that wrong, and I apologize. Then you don't know anything. Then you're all science. Then you're all... I probably shouldn't even have tried to repeat that, but go take a look. Go when you're sitting around one night, go at Parker Get a Job. He's in college, and there's a lot of other people like that overwhelmingly. I've just, you know, been sort of watching TikTok a lot and Instagram, but a lot of these people, you know, they're just, I'm saying there's other young adults too, debating these things just as brilliantly, but he showed up in front of me. So just, you know, really like this guy. Really smart. Really, really smart. It's fun to watch him debate. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. All right, there you go, Parker. I don't even know if Parker's his first name or his last name. But anyway, there you go with that. Happy holidays. Happy, happy holidays. What do we got? Do we have any holiday music? What's this? You know, you never know. What is this? That's a little holiday-y. Well, I don't know if there's that much to talk about. This show, I hope you have a nice holiday, Christmas Eve tomorrow. And then a Christmas, and then I get into Austin on the 28th. I'm getting in a day early. I might even go 2 days early. I have some friends there, and I'm very excited to hang out. If you're a comedian and you live in Austin, even if you're not on the show, because there'll only be one opening act. We don't even know who it is yet. We're still waiting to hear who it is. But hang out. I love hanging out with comics. Come hang out in the green room. Smoke pot with me. Hang with me. Hang with me. Do not feel shy about coming to the green room if you're a comedian. You never know. You never know. Alrighty, everybody. I don't think, is there anything else? No. Adam Triplett, hello. Mwah. Happy birthday to you. I know it's coming up. I don't really know if it's coming up. Wait, didn't we just celebrate your birthday? All right. This is the second half of the Todd Glass Show with our guest. Wait, Danielle. Oh my God, I'm going to forget his name. I'm so fucking embarrassed. He is a new friend, but I feel like I've known him my whole life. But I can't redo this whole opening. Daniel, please accept me. Hold on. I'm going to say it right now. Call Jack Hackett.
Calling Jack Hackett Mobile.
Oh, we're going to do it. Daniel. Oh, Daniel, he's going to listen to this too. He was really fun. I think I said it last week. But I'm just spacing his last name. It's so embarrassing, but it sort of makes sense. Oh, I'm going to find out. Please answer. I'm calling Jack Hackett on my iPad. Daniel.
Your call has been...
No. Please. Oh. Daniel, are you going to forgive me? We say his name in the show, obviously. Anyway, Aristotle, you got to put his name on the show. All right. Well, he'll forgive me. But he was, seriously, I know you can make every joke in the book. Oh, he's so much fun, you don't remember his last name. It's just spacing on me right now. Like I said, we just met like through Jack Hackett. I met so many cool people through Jack Hackett. I did a show with him like 5 years ago, 4 years ago at Santa Barbara University. Of course, I was headlining. And then I met Cam, and through Cam, I met Chad. And then through both of them, I met Daniel. So he's going to be on the show a lot if he wants to be, because he was fun. We could do 2.5 hours easy. So you're now going to join the Todd Glass Show, already in progress.
Wow. Wow, look at us doing the show. Mm-hmm. We're here. Daniel Cabral. Did I say that right?
You did.
So nervous, Daniel.
Mm-hmm. You nailed it.
I met Daniel. We'll go slow here, and then we'll come in with a nice opening that'll let us take time to think and appreciate tonight. But I met Daniel about 3 weeks ago with Jack Hackett.
Yep. The man himself.
And I met a lot of nice people through Jack Hackett.
He brings out the best in people.
Yeah. And I met Cam through Jack.
Yeah.
And when I met Cam, I met Chad. Oh. And Chad, I'm bored on TikTok. He demands I plug it. But I met you the other night by the fire. He goes, oh, you'll love this guy. You did. You came around the fire. Uh-huh. I'm still laughing at something you said. That you go, I was talking about the neighbors, and sometimes if they hear things out of context... that they might think it's like hateful, and I know it's not. So they hear something, you know, and I hear it. And then I'm sitting there. I go, oh, I'll say something like, it when they're done. I wait and I go, oh, that, That just that some people have those evil views to let them know that we're not. And he goes, "Oh, you fix it in post."
Yeah,
fix it in post. So now the other night we were having a conversation like that, and I worked it the other way. I go, "Don't worry, Alf," because it was getting. I went like this, pointed to the neighbors, like context. They don't have context, and I go, "It's all right. I'll fix it in post. Watch this." And then I go, "Wow, that's what the documentary was about." You know, something like that. But by the way, 99% of the time, they're not even listening. But and then I saw you at
Cam's birthday.
That was it. We hung out that one night. I'm like, this guy's going to be fun on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then we saw each other at Cam's birthday.
Mm-hmm. What a night, yeah.
And I want to get to the bottom of this. So, that person might not listen, but we can talk about it on the 1% chance that person listened. Mm-hmm. Is there a chance that person that we were talking to was not a friend of Cam's?
That person that we were talking to.
The one that you said was a little, you know, at first you didn't understand.
Uh-huh. They might not have been a friend. They might.
But what can we remember between the two of us? Not that it's important to do it on the podcast. It probably isn't. Mm-hmm. To try to figure out these people. They came over. The guy was with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then the guy had a brother.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know many people who have girlfriends.
Yeah.
So I don't think I know this guy.
Yeah, this guy is.
Them, that's why.
Because you know what? He came over. It doesn't even matter. I didn't think I remembered him through you, but I went ahead and I really was like, he's friendly.
At one point I turned around and I saw you having a conversation with people I didn't know. I was like, oh, Todd's mingling.
Are you serious?
I thought you were talking about the whistle guy the whole time.
No, that guy had serious...
That guy has a whole can of worms.
He comes over and to one of the people in our party, a woman, mm-hmm. and he has a whistle. Not like this, but picture this. Truth. This is why I like truth.
Do we have everybody, a whistle sound?
I have this.
Oh, okay, great.
But I like truth for this, because now everybody listening goes, okay, they're not doing a bit. It could be a bit. It's still okay if it's a bit. We just don't know. No. Comes by with his jacket or whatever he was wearing, and he goes up to the women that's with our group and goes, penalty, too cold to not be wearing a jacket. And we all went, now I want to be the type that if warmth is thrown my way, this is why this person is evil.
Yeah.
I didn't say it that way that night, but now that I have my wits about me, because I do like to think of the person that if somebody takes the time to throw love your way, so what am I smelling? Why didn't I get warmth from that? Mm-hmm. Because it's also disguised to flirt with a girl.
It was a pickup line, half like attention on me. Yeah. Like, it was a loud whistle that like everyone stopped talking and made everything quiet because it was piercingly loud next to us.
It sounded dangerous. It sounded like a fire alarm. Everybody stopped and looked at this
Everybody
guy
stopped
for his line.
And because we're not bad people, I think we all fake laughed because we were so relieved. We're like, ha ha, we were nice.
Yeah.
And then we saw the guy talking to a shovel.
He was talking to a shovel.
Or something.
He was lifting up a chair, and he looked like he was going to lick the chair or he was going to talk to the chair.
And then he would look around to see if anybody was watching him. I'm positive.
That's the killer part. He would do the look around.
Yeah.
That's the saddest thing, when you have to look, I got to give the guy.
We got caught him doing the look around a lot. What, Aristotle?
Well, now in those instances, I always wonder if this is like a hidden camera TikTok kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like,
There was a guy live streaming.
Did you see the guy streaming later on?
No.
This guy was just, it's a whole bar, and this guy's just, he has a light, right, Cam? He has
Light,
like a headlight, or not a ring light, but something like it.
It's something like that. Yeah.
And he's just talking into his phone. And
At the bar.
Yeah.
This is what's happening now.
And he's talking into the back camera, so we can see that it's being recorded, and you see all the, he must be big, there's a lot of chat.
Yeah, there was a lot of chat, and I think a guy, another guy walked right by Cam, and he called you Timothy Chalamet or something like that. He was trying to be funny, and it really grinds my gears, dude, because I don't want anything to be funny at Cam's birthday besides Cam.
All right. That's a good friend.
There were streamers. There was this guy licking chairs. Don't ever go to this place.
Yeah, there we go.
It's a dangerous place.
His. Wow.
Daniel.
Oh, I love this.
Cabral. It says Cabral.
Daniel.
What is he? Is he on TikTok at all?
Who, me? Yeah.
What are you on TikTok?
I'm Daniel the Goat 7. That's me.
Whoa. Daniel.
That's so crazy. I heard them playing that song at Target today. That is nuts.
It's playing everywhere. It's playing Thank you very much.
And I was getting sick of it, but now that I hear it again, I like it.
Do you know what a cold opening is?
I've heard of such thing, yeah.
A show like of this, this isn't just some
of,
shit
of this magnitude,
show.
Yeah.
You have a cold opening, and everyone knows, because all of a sudden, then you come back after this song with the show's jingle. Daniel Cabral for the entire hour, everybody. Maybe a little longer, but we don't want to go too long. I like to let it breathe.
There's a light.
There we go.
A certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be.
Everybody good?
All good.
Vinny, you're dead.
I can't stand that guy, Vinny.
Oh, that piece of shit.
This guy, Vinny, is the worst. You know?
Oh, my God, I can't.
But what does it bring?
Vinny?
If I ain't got you, ain't got.
Listen to the words here. Listen to the words. Because
Vinny, I hate
what
you.
Happened to
this is the words. These are the words you want to hear.
Vinny, let me tell you something, Vinny. And I wasn't going to get to it so quick. But you telling me, let me tell you something. You can't see the guns on our guest tonight.
Oh,
but he's going to come in because we're sick of the shit. It's not a game anymore. He tells me all the time on the phone. He goes, and he still does it. And somehow, I don't know if it's a bit or it's pissing me the fuck off.
What's he do?
He goes, oh, yeah, he goes, that show, it's always, he tries to sell it as complimentary. He goes, oh, the show last week was so goddamn funny, I was having trouble containing myself. I go, there you go doing that. What do you mean trouble? You're insinuating that you can listen to how you fucking, you're so dead. We're going to beat the shit out of him.
Just send me his address, I'm there.
You're going to, wait a second, Trudy Doodle? Trudy Doodle? No, do you swear to God you're going to get a flight? You're going to buy a flight and go to Denver and beat the shit out of him?
Well, I love Denver. I'll do that for free, yeah.
Oh, man. What should he do? He should probably go up to his house. Wait for him.
Wait
for you, Vinny. This is what's going to happen. One day you're going to come out of your house with your head bobbing all the fuck around with your fucking jacket and your peanut butter and jelly sandwich and the fucking Daniel.
Mm-hmm. I'll be on
Cabral is going to be fucking sitting there. Are you going to have, like, and I'm not trying, if you don't do it, don't do it just for me. The leather gloves where you like punch them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love it. To explain what's going to happen.
Oh, I'm going
to
look him right in the eye.
Look him right in the eye.
Hey, Vinny, you look a little hungry, huh, pal?
Yeah.
And here's Vinny. I had a burrito for dinner.
Well, how about a knuckle sandwich for dessert?
Huh? Oh, Vinny. Oh, you're not so tough anymore, you pile of shit.
Oh, I'm on my way. I'm taking a flight right after this. Right after we record.
Vinny, you're dead. Because he's going to beat the shit. It's funny to say someone's going to beat the shit out of you. He's going to beat the shit out of you. All right, listen. Let me take a second. I'm going to light this paraphernalia, whatever you call it. I'm happy to have you here, Daniel.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're smoking 5-Hour Energy?
That's I'm smoking both. Can I tell you something? It's not worth bringing up. But to me, on TikTok, the bits that I do where they act like they're recording me, like to me, they're I know overwhelmingly people get it by the comments. They go, they get it. It's a bit. I'm a stand-up comedian. I don't want to. I even did a bit about it that I made a TikTok about. Uh-huh. I don't want anybody to think they're real. That's not my goal.
Yeah.
Because I don't like when people do those videos where they have a fake engagement. It pisses me the fuck off. It really does. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, you know, you don't see how bad your acting is. I think it says a lot about someone when they drop one of those fake ones.
Oh, yeah.
Because it says, oh, it's more than just your inability to act. It's your delusion to have a twisted perception of the reality of other areas of your life, too. So when they drop those videos, they do overact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like they always have someone behind them. As soon as someone comes to the camera and goes, shh.
Like the
I'm
fake
done.
Prank ones? Those
yeah,
sort
the fake
of ones
prank
where
ones,
like, the camera's on them the whole time, but the person they're pranking like doesn't see the
they
camera.
Don't,
yeah.
They don't yeah. see them. The person behind them is putting on a gorilla outfit.
Yeah.
And then they're sitting there overly looking at their phone and scratching their head because they can't act. And when they're told to act like they're... I don't want to do that. That's not my goal. So I do these. It's supposed to be like, this is the guy's a bit. They're getting him. He's absurd. It's an absurdist. And people write, is this real? Is it? What the fuck do I have to do? No, it's not real.
It's a compliment to your acting.
Yeah, you did a good enough job. Yeah,
I was baiting you all. It's about time. Do you dare me to have more of this?
Oh, those things used to kill me.
When you said that earlier, I did think, can you put 5-hour energy in a vape pen?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, what?
You can get 7 hours of anxiety. That's what I always do. I used to drink those before I DJ'd a wedding, right? I would always drink them. And then I'd do a grand entrance, and I would fumble over every single name. And I'm like, why am I messing everything up?
How many of these did you have? One?
Well, I would drink that. Mm-hmm. And then I would have like a cup of coffee, too.
Oh, that's a little too. Can I tell? I have half of this.
And that's a lot. I would get the
well, wait a second.
Too.
All of a sudden, I have half of what you had, and mine's a lot?
Yeah.
What's yours then?
Oh, I was trying to kill myself. I was trying to end it all at the wedding.
Where are you from?
Where am I from?
Yeah, where are you from?
Northeast Los Angeles.
Northeast, like where is that?
Wherever Cam lives now.
Cam
where,
lives in my old house.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Frogtown, where Cam lives, and I live in Eagle Rock now. You know?
Really?
You heard of these
where do your parents live right now?
Right now, Eagle Rock. I live with my parents. We're a family.
No, do you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, and do they see your show ever?
My stand-up?
Yeah.
My dad has seen some clips. My mom is very Christian, you know what I mean? So she doesn't watch, but she does not also approve.
Mm. but your dad has?
They've seen some clips. They've seen the clips. You know what I mean? I think. Well,
is your dad like a fan of comedy in general? Like, is he?
He likes my material because I talk about him a lot. You know what I mean? He says he doesn't. He laughs a bit. I don't talk about my mom because I'm very scared of my mom.
And do you have brothers and sisters?
Oh yeah, I got a big old family.
Well,
huge.
Because you have an interest. You have a good voice.
That's what people tell me when I do the wedding.
You have a nice
like,
voice.
You got
have a
radio.
Calming, good, nice, stern, but. Loving.
Yeah, yeah. I want to be like those 90s DJ voices. You know what I mean? Like you remember when like that Euro dance music.
Want
to
do that
popular.
Where we talk a song in? Like we have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's find a song on YouTube that's got like
dance.
A long intro. And we try to talk, get as close as we can till the song comes
okay,
on.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
So, but what's a good song to do that to?
With a long intro?
Yeah, yeah, but it doesn't have to have a long intro. You know, sometimes if it's a 20-second intro or an 8-second intro, that's our job to fill it in. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I do this for when I work.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
I got to
Oh, wait, you might be better at this than me, but I'm not going to stop
you
it.
You cancel it right now.
Okay, let me light this.
Eagle Rock's awesome. Yeah, it's a wild place. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. It's a fun
So Eagle Rock is where you live, Aristotle.
I live in Ohio.
Oh, you live in okay. You're familiar with the whole territory.
Wow, look at you
the
too.
The Middle Earth, you know, that's what it's like. Yeah.
So,
all right, here we go. Here we can.
Is this better? Here, it's still annoying, but at least you can reach over, right?
Oh, is that you gonna ash it on his hand?
No,
cool.
No, that's how I teach him.
Here we are. So, do I just say? Something?
Yeah. What are you gonna say? Like,
okay,
you're gonna have to talk the bridge. The Casper. Okay, wait. Start it over.
This is great.
I don't know this one. Hold on, so here we go.
We're going to get funky right now, folks. I'm here with Cam, Gavitsky, Aristotle, and Todd Glass. And tonight...
This is something new.
Oh, yeah. By the way, hold on. Can we get a song we... I don't know if that's... Wait, would it be better? Like, a song that you might play at, like, Celebration. That,
oh, okay.
You don't do Celebration at a wedding. I get it.
Celebration by Cool and the Gang?
Yeah.
I love Cool and the Gang.
Do you play it?
Yeah.
Do certain people say they don't want it?
Some people...
No. 8:45, quarter to nine. We got Todd Glass in the studio today over at the Comedy Hut. He'll be in here later with us today. But right now, guess what? We got this. Enjoy yourself out there, everybody. It's a beautiful Monday. 54 degrees outside. Make the best of it. Tell your family you love them. Life is precious. We'll be back right after this. Me and Kip in the morning on KO Earth 101, 705, 45 on the dial. High top. Enjoy.
Oh, this is the karaoke version. There's no.
Oh, God. No. Oh, my God. You're killing
perfect,
me.
Though.
That was
perfect.
Wow.
Right, let's start again. Let's do. Now we can't. Well, we can do that one. Now I know that one.
Mm-hmm. I like
how
that.
How about we do.
You're co-hosts. How about you and Daniel are co-hosts?
Oh, but we both.
And you're like filling it in, and you both like
we both
say the name
know.
Of the radio station at the same time. You don't decide it beforehand.
Okay. Okay. We do. We haven't decided.
Yeah, and you can't speak over the song.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We're here at G.O.S. Kavinsky Radio Station here in sunny, sunny side.
My man over there sitting across from me. We got some good stuff out there today. Wear your galoshes, everybody. It's cold out there.
It is. It's raining cats and dogs today. But right now, we're going to introduce you to my co-host, Todd. And he's going to bring the...
This is, forget this bit.
God damn.
It's too much work.
That's a lot of work.
Turn the reverb off. I'm tired of this.
Cam.
I'm glad we're both honest with each other. Run from the bit.
That's a crazy bit.
Yeah. No, I started that bit. I got from the bit.
Cam, I got to do this on
Saturday. I think that bit is actually pretty fun. Just to talk over music.
Play one that like we all know. Like the very stereotypical from the 70s.
Okay,
like,
you know, I love the
70s. Not it could be the 80s or the 90s. Any of those songs, though, that had a opening. Like, uh-huh. Not with the karaoke version.
Oh, this is fun. I forgot what's... Oh, this is Celebration. Okay, here we go. All right, you want to start it off, Todd?
Yeah. No, what are you turning it over to me for? You do this at your show. What would you do? Hold on, start it over. What would you do? You're DJing an event.
I'm DJing a wedding.
You wanted
wedding,
to get a different version?
So I'm DJing a wedding, or is this a radio
it's
show?
It's a wedding.
Oh, my God.
We're going to change it.
All right, this is a wedding.
We're changing it. You're right, though. You're very observant, by the way. It was.
Oh, yeah, I could do a wedding. Do the same song, Cam.
Okay.
Hit me with that song one more time.
Hit me that
song. Got this.
Oh, one. He knows the verbiage.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wedding reception of Cam Kavinsky and Jack Haggett. Tonight, we are going to have so much fun. We have prizes, games.
Hold on, pause. You're going to kill me. By the way, I want to know what you really say.
Okay.
Wait, is that uncomfortable for you?
Oh, for what I really say?
Yeah, I want to know. Like, you can pick another song, by the way.
Okay, can I still use Cam and Jack?
Well, if you're at the wedding, no, they're not there. Unless it's Cam's wedding.
It's Cam's wedding.
And by the way, I want to show you something real quick. Give me a second. Can you play Run from the Bit? I don't want to ever make a guest uncomfortable.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah.
One
yeah.
time I was on a show and they asked me to do a bit. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
And then one time, I tell this story a million times.
Uh-huh.
There's a comedian on here. I threw a bit by his way. He goes, oh, no, I don't want to do that. I can't even think of anything.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, thank you for being comfortable to tell me that. After that, the next day, I had this jingle made. Whenever you're like doing a bit, nothing comes to you. I want my bits to be bred out of conversation.
Gotcha.
But if I throw something, we have this to go to, just in case.
Run, 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 run from the bit. Run, 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 run from
run
the bit.
From the bit. Away from me. Run from the bit.
Okay. So with that said,
yeah.
Would you, you're at a wedding. Truth.
Truth, okay.
Don't.
All right, I'm at a wedding.
Don't make me come over there.
All right, here we go. I'm still going to use Cam and Jack because
yeah,
I'm
how are you going to use Cam and Jack? Wait,
it's
Cam
their,
and...
It's their wedding, you know.
Oh, Cam and Jack are getting married?
They're getting married.
I knew it.
Uh-huh.
I'm so pissed
We haven't
pissed
sent
off.
Out the RSVPs
Did
yet.
No, but all those days on the road and you told me, oh, that girl's a real hottie...
Patati.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cam and Jack's wedding reception. Tonight, I need y'all to make some noise if you're ready for me to bring out our newlyweds.
What song is this?
Left side of the
room. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through.
Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories. And the memories bring back you.
There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain. When I believed in forever and everything would stay the same.
Now my heart feels like December when somebody says your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day.
Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, hey, hey.
But everything gonna be alright, go and raise a glass and say.
So,
here's to
now,
the ones that we got.
I don't wanna, it's all in the fade. I told people years ago, good podcast,
uh-huh.
It's all in the fade.
Mm-hmm.
You go from all the way up there.
Haircuts, all in the fade. It's all in the fade.
It's true, by the way.
This guy knows haircuts.
It's true, and Aristotle knows haircuts. I guarantee you truth, he knows what a good fade is.
Oh, I'm looking at him, I can tell.
Yeah, this guy knows a good fade. Well, he's had his hair to every level. Aristotle has done, I'm going to give him a compliment, it's a vanity compliment, but everything that he's done with his hair,
uh-huh.
It always looks pretty fucking good.
You know what it is? It's the beard that makes everything just...
He didn't used to have a beard.
Oh. That's...
The man looks good no matter what he does.
You got one of those faces, I like it.
Thank you, but all my high school photos would disagree. Well, a lot of
beards
trial
do help
and error
from
and
a face
lot of failing.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you looked really good in high school, you know what I mean?
What about
yeah, me? I bet he looked really
I was
high
gorgeous.
In high school.
Can I tell you something? I was gorgeous. I mean, like, disturbing.
when I look back on pictures.
That's a given.
Here's to the ones that we got.
I didn't think it then.
If any of you got married, and how much money would someone have to pay you to make that song your first dance?
Oh, just if I met someone that let me do that and wanted to do it happily, not let... I don't want them to let me do it. Like, if they don't want to do it, no, we can find a better song. But if they go, we have to do that song. Wouldn't be how much what money?
Yeah, how much?
Nothing.
Money? Nothing.
I'd be happy to meet the person that wanted to do it.
Can I say it true? When I DJ at weddings, sometimes I got a YouTube rip songs, and sometimes I'm running late or I'm tired, so I'll YouTube rip the song, but I won't exactly look at the. I won't listen to it, you know. So one time I downloaded the song and there I was playing it and it was silence for about 5 seconds, and then I hear and it's just monkey sounds for about 20 seconds, and people are looking around.
Can we find this?
Oh, I can't remember what song, but then I just hear the Gorilla Network, and then the and then the song begins, and then I'm like, whew, hopefully nobody remembers this at the end of the night.
That's was what, that a first dance?
It was the first dance, yeah. Yeah, because I was high on the 5-hour energies.
I feel like in that moment, you have to commit to being like, I am the Gorilla Network.
Right.
That's me. That's that. I didn't know what was going on. I'm looking around, and I'm like, because it was a song that I was unfamiliar with. I'm like, I don't know these people. Maybe this is what they're into. Maybe this
but
is
let
their
me
vibe.
Ask you a question. Yeah. I'm like a good. I'm serious. Like I'm in journalistic integrity. Mm-hmm. When I know how to get back to the question here.
Yeah.
Now I want to see you with Celebration.
Yeah.
But you're really. No. What do you like? Or give me a song. You don't even. I'm here's how.
Get down.
Here's
on
how
it.
I'm not. You prove.
Get down on it. Cool.
No, to prove I'm not trying to start any trouble. Yeah. But truth. You know what truth means?
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't even have to be that. It could be when you introduce the bride and groom. How do you do it? What is a? Some people, they all have weddings. Some people don't care about some of the standards. Others go, we don't want to do much, but we introduce the bride and the groom. But that's it. You don't have to introduce. Some people can introduce 30 people. Some go bride and groom, mom and dad. Boom. Some people go, we don't even care about that. We want the wedding. Okay, we'd like to do the wedding. We'd like to celebrate. So you pick, am I right? So pick one of those things that people go, oh, yes, we would like the bride and the groom introduced, or the father and the daughter dance.
So the grand, like a grand.
Some big thing that you have to sort of talk a little bit and throw to the mom and the dad dancing, or the mom and the daughter dancing, or the you have to throw to a standard, a cake cutting ceremony.
Gotcha.
One of those things, the bride and the groom. Now, for the first time ever, please welcome blah, 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 and blibbity blib.
Yeah.
Okay so which one do you want to do? And tell me the song you want. We'll
I'll
get
do
it
the
ready.
The grand entrance, right? This is how I do every single grand entrance.
What is a grand entrance?
Oh, this is when you bring in the whole bridal party.
Okay,
but
great,
I guess
this is
more fun, though. And then, and then we slow it down for the grand entrance.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. Are you going to be, and I'm only telling you this, I'm not trying to be, I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to be unknowingly shy when you go to do it, or do you think you're going to be able to commit and
He does this for a living.
I don't. Well, that's why I'm asking.
Oh, yeah.
But you'd be surprised sometimes in here. Like, I used to ask people to do, like, a pilot. What would you do if you were really a pilot? Not a comedian, but a pilot. Can you have a sense of humor? No one really did it. They would break character a lot. Mm-hmm. So, because it was uncomfortable to be them. Because really, I'm asking you to be you.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so I'm just saying, if you don't want to do it, I understand.
Uh-huh. So get the Cool in the Gang song, and then
this is the one you use.
That's the one, and then use a sentimental song for the next song.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do they recommend the Celebration song or something?
They pick the song they want to walk out to.
And this is the one that gets picked a lot?
This is what I would walk out to. This is one of my favorite songs.
Okay, well, we're going to really put this loud. Put a little reverb in his voice, Aristotle. You're over at the booth. Can I picture the room?
Yeah.
You're gonna go. He gets it.
Yeah. So
everybody thinks a wedding. They go, oh, be white tablecloth. No, to me, like a jazz club. When I go to a wedding that I think looks good, black tablecloths on everything. Uh-huh. You're like, wow, it's like we're at some cool jazz club. And if you're lucky enough to be able to afford a band, and they're up on stage, it's 7-piece band. Or
honey, I'm sorry, we couldn't bring in a band. Instead, we have a DJ tonight. But he's the best one I could find.
Listen, this is what I'm saying.
DJ Gorillanet.
Mm-hmm.
if you're lucky, I know I'm saying a band, and then you go, I'm not a band. But listen, I love this truth.
Listen back. I was on my way to say this. Mm-hmm. People that are going to listen back to the show, I get what happens. I've been here before. They're going to listen back. Go, okay, I saw what he was going to say. Mm-hmm. I was going to say a band or a DJ that knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because that there's an art to that, too. Some know, don't talk too much, play the songs. Mm-hmm. So either one, I still picture black tablecloths, mm-hmm. just like a jazz club, like the coolest fucking jazz club in the world. That's the look I would want if I had a celebration or a wedding at night. Uh-huh. Get people, wherever they're at, to forget about the goddamn world. That's what I'm picturing mm-hmm. right now.
Okay.
Right? You're at that place. The room's dark, candles on every table, and you're introducing. Are you going to make up names? What names are you going to use?
What names should I use?
I don't know, but I want you to think about it because, okay. You know, you might go, please welcome for the first time ever.
How attractive is this couple?
Well, yeah, how attractive are they?
Who's reaching? Who's settling?
Can I say, oh, you're going to hate me for this?
No, yeah.
It doesn't matter. Love is love, but let's
look. I'll tell you.
We should make them extra.
Here's
they're,
the truth.
They're pretty adorable.
When I do an attractive wedding, it's a little more
effort.
It's a little
I put in a little more effort because they got attractive bridesmaids.
That's why I'm afraid to have a wedding because I think they might not put as much time in.
We just get some. Look,
they might just rip a YouTube song that says gorilla.
Thanks a lot for telling us that. Okay, so here we go.
Here we go.
For the first. Okay, dark room.
Dark room.
Candles on all the tables. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they hear this.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Gavinsky wedding.
I think
reception.
You'd be louder. I got
to
be honest.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to give it to you for real, man. Here we go.
I'm not shitting around.
All right. Let's do it.
If you're scared, tell me now.
No. I mean, you need a little bit of scaredness, right? You need a little bit of nerves. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cam Gavinsky's wedding reception.
Reverb.
If you're ready to have a good time, I need y'all to make some noise.
Hey!
Oh, I know we can do a lot better than that. If y'all ready to have a good time, I need y'all to make some noise.
Yeah!
All right. I'm about to bring in our bridal party.
I'm not done making noise!
But I
need... Hey! I'll make noise!
Uncle Rob said too much to drink!
I like this guy.
Uncle Rob, you've had too much to drink. Uncle Rob, you've had too much to drink.
Uncle Rob,
you've had too much to drink.
Hold on. The guy said make noise.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck
Uncle
that
Rob,
means.
Uncle Rob, this isn't about you. Uncle Rob.
I'm making noise.
Uncle Rob, I'm so sorry.
He
was clean for 6 years. His wife left him this year. I'm so sorry.
No.
Uncle Rob.
This comedy club, and this guy goes, make noise. Uncle Rob.
Uncle Rob, we are at my wedding. Please stop ruining my day.
People should not say make noise.
Uncle Rob.
It's a disservice to the harmony of the room.
I'll have what he's having. You know? This guy's ready to party.
Oh!
Party people, Uncle Rob, I know you're ready to party. The rest of y'all, can y'all make some noise for me?
He vomits all over the floor.
Here we go.
I like you go right into it.
All right, we're about to bring in our bridal party, but I need that energy turned up to 110%. Can you do that for me? All right, I'm about to bring in our first groomsman. Please make some noise for Jack Hackett. Okay. Let's see some moves on him. Oh, all right. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. All right, we're going to have a fun time tonight. Oh, a little spin action. Oh, here we go. All right, here we go. All right, keep it going for our next guy. Keep it going for Sean Hackett. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. All right, he's a little nervous, but he's going to have a good time.
That guy knocked up my sister. Hey, that guy knocked up my sister.
Oh, here we go. All right, we're bringing our next bridesmaid. Make some noise for... Oh, okay. He's out of breath.
Oh, my God, that was so... Woo. I was giving it all.
You were.
Because I was acting like, I know what it's like at a wedding when they're introducing you.
You gotta.
Here's the thing. People get married, and I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. I really do believe there's a little bit of truth to this. Because, and then.
No, they don't.
Name one married person.
Okay. I'll believe it when I see it.
Shut the fuck up. Oh my God, talk about timing. That's what it's all about, right? What just happened there. People can go back and re-listen to it. If Aristotle, this is a test of your memory. Take what just happened, replay it again, and show people how close you had to be waiting and pray to go, no, it didn't. And play it again. People get married, and I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. I really do believe there's a little bit of truth to this. Because, and then.
No, they don't.
And you did.
It wasn't as good the second time. I'm gonna be honest. Hearing it back just now, it was a little bit like kind of a longer pause.
A little longer pause. In my head, I pictured it tighter.
Yeah.
But then he tightened it up in post, and he played it again. And then we're like, well, yeah, now it's tighter. That's if he had the energy to do all the work. We just gave him editing work, and he will choose whether he wants that editing work or not. Wow, god dang.
Has there been any pretty good job?
Has there been any crazy like wedding drama at a wedding you've DJed?
Has there been drama at a wedding?
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm glad you asked that question.
I have seen. I had it written down here.
Oh, really?
Do you mind? Can I ask you a question? Honestly?
Yeah, absolutely.
Swear to God.
Yeah.
That's my safe word. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know I'm being serious, right?
Yeah,
swear to God.
Sure,
swear to God. Can we edit that out? I was going to ask him about it. Just so it makes it seem like.
That's fine. I guess it doesn't matter that I said it or you said it.
I know. I just feel like, well, now I got to take this part out because it makes me look insecure.
No, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I just feel like if I ask him, it's like, oh, I know what's going on.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, you can.
What was it?
I don't really care.
What was it? Because that's how much
I was just asking if there was like wedding drama at weddings that you wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I was going to ask that.
Go for it. Go for it. I don't care.
Thank you. You're not mad? Are you mad?
No, I really.
Are you mad, honestly?
This means nothing to me.
You sound flustered,
man. No, I don't want to pick on him, but I feel like I'll edit this out, but I feel like you feel it's petty of me, and it is petty of me.
I mean, I do think that, but I don't need the validation from this.
It's my name.
I have so
much.
Yeah, I know.
It's my name on the show, and sometimes a funny joke, a good direction in an interview.
Well, this isn't the first time you've done this.
I know.
Listeners won't know because we normally cut this out, and we're going to cut this one out too. But you know,
I don't mind if we don't cut it out.
I would say 60% of the things Todd says on the Todd Glass Show, I actually said right before he goes.
Now
hey,
you're
go
playing
back,
games. Now you know what you're doing. Oh, you're doing a backwards flippity flip flop.
I've heard of those.
And I said that before. I said that before he did.
Now. Here's what we're going to do.
All right.
And I ain't shitting around.
Okay.
Do you know what I... No. How dare you? No, we do not need that jingle yet. We do not need that jingle yet. I have not given up. Now, please, I implore you to just give me 10 seconds and I think I can get things back awry. Well, to tell you the truth, all I really wanted to talk about was... Because I think it would be interesting, and I want to know about it anyway. And it has to do with Aristotle, if you don't mind if we deflect for 1 second over here. So, Aristotle, you went to where did you?
Are you all familiar with the Getaway app? I feel like everyone has gotten the ad, but it just depends on how often.
Have you?
You know.
No, I don't know.
No, I don't.
I feel like I've seen this ad, but what is it?
It's like an Airbnb, but it's for like a tiny cabin up in the woods, and they're kind of all throughout the country.
And they're like very chic little, reek of creativity sort of place.
Borderline like one of those shipping containers. It's not quite that, but
oh,
it's like
hot.
It's got a bed and a kitchen. And
ooh,
a
sexy.
And it's kind of like the basic.
Ooh, meet a lot of young people.
Yeah. Is it cheaper than Airbnb, at least, if it's a container? It
better be. Or is it like I heard a guy slept in a big... You know those plastic bags? I swear to God. The 2 gallon...
Like Ziploc?
The Ziploc bags. Oh, they're 2 gallon. Mm-hmm. They're great for Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
He said he slept in a 40-gallon Ziploc bag when he
suffocate?
Was in... When he said he poked holes in it. This story, don't...
It wasn't very warm.
Yeah, it's nice. It's warmer in there.
He said it was warm.
You get the greenhouse
effect.
It's good for your skin, actually.
It's actually good for your skin.
Yeah.
People don't know. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, back to you, right? Or you?
Oh, Eric.
No, you had...
The getaway or the drama?
The getaway.
Oh.
So, you found... You went to a place. Was it? Was it adorable?
Nice, yeah.
Where was it at?
It's... in Running Springs, which is right in between Lake Arrowhead and Big Bear.
And was it, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
How much was it for the night?
I went 2 nights, and the total was like 300-something, I think. And even then, that was with the mental health awareness discount, but I was like...
Whoa. Did it have a fireplace?
Yes.
Oh, it did. That's nice.
With fire that, like, you can bring your own. We can bring your own, whatever the fuck you want.
That's a big difference. Right. You know what? Having a fireplace lets you really.
And they have the wood there with the starter if you, like, just want to show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? When I. That doesn't matter, so I'll make it short. But for a while, I owned a place with my ex up in Lake Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wanted people to think, I always really thought, what's going to happen if people come here? Like, what are the, like a bill, you know, the, what? So I would have a box of Duraflames and I put on it, I laminated it and I put it over where the Duraflames would be in this basket. And it said, these are here as an emergency because we know what it's like. You get up here, but they've been here. And I lied about the date and I went back a year and go, they've always been replaced. And for
except for one time, people would they got it. They used them. They knew how great it was. Mm-hmm. But while they were in town, they picked up one. They replaced them. That with a case of beer in the refrigerator that said the same thing. This case of beer has been replaced 24 beers since. And I wrote a date like back because it's just an emergency beer. It's not we don't owe it as part as renting the place, but we know it's like you get up here the night of, boom, always replaced. And it just kept going and mm-hmm. going and going. Only one time somebody didn't do it. They called us and apologized. We're like, no big deal. So anyway, what does that have to fucking do? Please, for the love of God.
We talked about it a little bit earlier, but fires are so much harder to start than you would think.
Door flames. I hate my story because it had no point, but it did to somebody else out there. It changes helpful. People's lives. Mm-hmm. Door flames. Interesting conversation, Aristotle. Door aflame logs. Mm-hmm. They're very hard to start. I use lighter fluid. I'm not proud of it. I don't fuck around. For me, they're very easy. I light a teeny bit on the corner. I spray the fucking living shit out of it, and I get it lit. But if you don't use lighter fluid, it's very difficult to light a door aflame with fake log. So I'm with you. Do you know what they are?
Those are the things you have outside, right?
I did. But I had the lighter fluid.
They gave us fire starters, which it looks like a candy bar that you light the whole wrapper on fire, and that'll stay on. But like even that, it was so cold and windy, it just kept going out. It's like, how the fuck do forests burn down? This is impossible. Right.
Oh, what if you use like what's that? Canola oil? What's that like?
You know what, Cam? To say that just when he says forest burned down, that's not so edgy.
When I did the whistle?
Yeah.
Just now when it was me who did the whistle.
I know you think it's... We're talking about forests burning down. This is not a funny thing.
Todd, I know what you're doing. You're doing the whistle. I was talking over the whistle. They know that was
Cam,
you.
Cam, it is so sad.
If it's actually me whistle...
Cam,
yeah?
You can turn off all the mics right now.
Yeah.
This is me to you.
Okay, yeah.
Honest. Right in front of Daniel.
Mm.
Honestly, turn the mics off, Harris. I honestly don't care. I love you. I love you. But you're sick in your
head. Sorry, now he's turning off.
No, you're sick in your head. I did not blow the whistle. You know you did. And just at least, I don't care. You're a dear friend.
You know
tell the crowd
it's your show.
Whistle.
It's your show. It doesn't matter to me. I'll say that I did. I'm talking over it. How would that be me?
Oh, how would that be me? You're right. Because most people listening are going, he is... Whatever he's doing, I'm watching him do it. He has an ability to...
How would I have done
that? Fake whistle sound with talking coming through.
Am I blowing from another orifice?
Oh, you like Jeff Dunham, how you did that thing. That's
exactly!
Good.
Do you think he can throw his voice? Do you think ventriloquists can throw their farts?
Oh, how do you do that?
Well, that's what Navy SEALs do. That's how they got Bin Laden. They threw their voice behind...
Is that true?
They threw their voice. He was like, what is that?
Is that true? Is that true? Truth?
I know, no.
That's why I'm glad I have truth.
Jeff Dunham's part of SEAL Team 6 is Ahmed the Dead Terrorist, Peanut.
I know what to do. I know how to let a show breathe. We're just getting started.
Oh, okay.
But let the words... I mean, I know what I'm doing. Inside of my dream, thought it would let it breathe.
I thought I'd never make it through. I had no one to hold on to. I thought I might break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down, crumbled. But I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive, put myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break.
Cam, not the right time.
Found hope in my heart. I found the light to light my way out of the dark. Found all that I need.
You know what, Cam? You don't need to be the center of attention.
Here inside of me, yes. I thought I'd never find my way. I thought I'd never lift that weight.
You can let a nice song breathe.
Break. I didn't know my own strength. I crashed down, I tumbled, but I did not.
my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I pull myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. Did you know my own strength? There were so many times I wondered how I get through the night. I thought I took all that I could take. I didn't know. My mama said I was not built to break.
Well, the Todd Glass Show will be right back. The Todd Glass Show will be right back. Till he's back on the Todd Glass Show.
Todd Glass Show will be right back.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wow. That I heard that song the other day while on the treadmill, and it just caught me. It was like, I knew that Whitney Houston, of course, is respected and great, but that song is a song I never heard before.
Yeah.
And it was really powerful, and it got me tearing up, like, big time.
What
on
a
the
gal,
treadmill.
Dude.
What?
I said, what a gal. I love Whitney.
I met her once.
Really?
She came up to me after the show.
Oh, my God.
She was, Mr. Glass, you were... No, no. She didn't. I stalked her outside her hotel and had to be removed from two PUS trucks. They tried to pin me in the corner, and she came out. I was like, hey, Whitney.
We've all been there.
She looked the other way. I thought she'd be nicer. Anyway, listen. So everything's great.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are we doing here? What were we just? Everything's talked about that we need to talk about, right?
I forgot to the drama of the wedding.
Oh yeah, Todd, your question.
Oh, the drama. Oh,
I love.
What
it.
Is my question? Yeah. That I'm
you
ask?
Wanted to ask.
Oh, about the drama. Quick.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, man.
Aristotle, please, and I don't mean to be desperate.
Yeah.
Edit this out and the past. It's otherwise, it's mortifying to me that I come in and steal Cam's idea. Please take a picture of it right now, because I know sometimes you say you're going to remember it. If you left this part in, it is, swear to God, oh my mom, why would I lie?
Why?
I don't want to mix the bits, but that's the next bit we're going to do.
Yeah.
I swear to God. What bit? What are we doing? help me, please.
The drama.
The drama.
You're asking. It's your question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but okay.
Yeah, you helped.
It would make me look like an asshole, mm-hmm. Aristotle. So you've taken it. You know to edit this out because I'm talking about it, right. And then back when it happened, it's just going to come in fresh. So let me. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Hey, I got a question for you.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
A question just comes to me. what is it? What is the question? Seriously, just tell me.
If weddings have drama.
There must be some wedding drama. Okay, because we've been talking about weddings all night. I did this wedding. I did that wedding. Mm-hmm. Everybody just laughed like he just told us a funny story. Hey, let me ask you a question. You ever have any of that wedding drama?
Oh, I live for it.
Yeah, I just think of these great
questions. Todd's stealing my fucking wedding.
Fucking Todd. Wait, what did I do wrong? I'm asking you about your wedding drama.
Cam is just ruining the vibe. Cam, you're like the guy at the bar. You're just making it about yourself.
I mean, the whistle guy?
You're whistling again.
Did you ever have anybody fall down on the dance floor?
Oh, I had.
That you deserved it?
Oh, I've seen people fall down a lot, but I'll tell you something even better. There was a woman in a wheelchair, and I played.
Oh, no, I don't know if I want to hear this story.
No,
because it's not one of those wacky morning shows.
No, you're going to love it. She was in a wheelchair at Funky Town, and she started standing up.
Oh, well, maybe she...
And I was like, I brought this woman to her feet for the first time in years.
Well, the more realistic truth...
This is a truth.
Maybe she was... that was like an amazing... As she comes back and rehabilitating... Back to her full self. That was, she had a moment. She goes, she can't do it all night long, but the song inspired her. She's on her way back to being able to do that all the time. But for then, she just did it for 2 minutes during that song. And what's wrong with that? What a night.
It felt great.
Did you hook up?
You know I fucked. No.
She put her right back in that wheelchair. Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you something. Oh, can I tell you something? Happy birthday to anybody out there. And I want to throw some love. Happy birthday to you. If you're listening to this show and it's your birthday, well, you came to the right show. If you're about just ready to give up on us, if you're ready, maybe someone said, listen to the Todd Glass Show. You're like, we've been through this before. When do I listen? And you come to this show. Maybe you're ready to go. It's not for me. They seem like nice guys. They're having a good time. And then we go, but it's your birthday. And you're like, it actually is my birthday. Happy birthday. Right? You're loved?
Yeah.
Talk to these people. They're loved.
We're thinking about you. You're in our hearts.
If we give you a hug, like a big fucking hug of love. Mm-hmm. Right? I hope you feel it. Because there is such a thing as energy. And it can come through. What is real are the volume, the modulation, right? The modulation of our voice is in your ears. So is that love. Whoop! We throw our love, we thrust our good energy into your soul. Let's not make a thrust.
Yeah.
We turn ourselves.
I'm sending literal positive vibrations into your eardrums right now.
Happy birthday to the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen. I want to stop messing around because it's not time. Play Aristotle's song just because I feel like he likes to hear it.
Favorite one or
no? Let's act like this is Aristotle's niece, and she sings, and she wants us to see if we could try to help her promote.
Really,
it.
That's so sweet. How old is she?
Oh,
she just turned two.
She just turned two, and she sings.
Aww. Wait, is it?
No, does she do real songs?
Oh yeah,
real songs.
I record all of them. Yeah.
Wow. No, you're not getting.
We're putting out an album.
If I understand correctly, Cam was telling me you put like a beat to these songs.
I put the beat, no auto tune, because she's
old
just
is
that
she?
Good.
How old is she?
Just turned two.
Just turned two. Let me hear.
Wow.
Let me hear. Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Macaron. Yeah.
That's a 2 year old.
No, this is her at the beginning?
That's a 2 year old.
Yeah.
Chacarun.
Didn't she sound amazing?
2 years old, Aristotle. It's okay if you say, oh, I may be four. We're not going to hate you if you go, maybe she is four. Let me let it breathe. You don't want to say, maybe she is four?
That's how we say she wants food.
You don't want to say, oh, maybe she's four.
No, absolutely too.
She's 2 years old.
Who's this part?
That is her too. That's her.
No, that sounds like an adult.
No.
Who's this guy? Who's this guy?
That's her? That guy is my niece.
Oh, that's your niece. Oh, excuse me. No.
Is there a voice effect on her?
No.
Cam, I think he's being serious.
Very
I swear
talented.
To God. So
how are you
it's
not
great.
Hearing this?
I love it.
She's good.
Wait, can we
he's
see a
good.
Can we
seriously.
See a picture of what she looks like?
I don't need HR breathing down my neck.
I have a show to do. I just mean prove that she's a 2 year old girl.
Cam just did that.
Hey, Cam,
that
can
was,
you step outside for a little bit?
Yeah, hold on.
Cam.
Oh my God,
everybody, come on outside. We'll talk about what just happened. We have somebody from HR coming down here.
Ah! And look what you've done!
I know.
Oh, shit!
Here's
oh,
what
shit.
I'm the most scared. If I'm having a great time, I always get nervous.
Todd only has fun when other people are suffering.
No, I mean, could I be having so much fun and it's actually good content for my podcast? Uh-huh. If that is, I win. But otherwise, it's just me enjoying myself, mm-hmm. and not necessarily does that go out to the outer audience.
If you're having a good time,
they're having a good time.
That's what I say when I DJ. You know what I mean?
You know what? And I said, wait. Do you really say that?
I say that to them.
I say that. Wait, don't I say that?
Wait,
someone from San Antonio said, if you're because a lot of times on the show, I'll go.
Truth.
A lot of times on the show, I'll go. When I'm those moments just there, and I'll go, wait, am I? Oh my God, I hope like everyone's having as much fun as I am. Mm-hmm. And when I was in San Antonio, although I've been emailed and the person I think said, I don't live in San Antonio, I live in, I don't know if I got it right now, I have it wrong now, but you know who you are. Mm-hmm. And they go, you know when you ask, hey, are you having fun? We're always having as much fun as you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that was the nicest, you know, and then I went back to the podcast the next week. That stayed with me. It was very good, positive affirmation of mm-hmm. when you're having fun, we're having fun.
A good time is contagious, you know, because right. people could sniff a bad time. They could sniff when you're right. lying, you know.
So it settles me. Mm-hmm. So that whoever that was that said that. But if you're having a good time, we're having a good time. Okay, the point is, though. Can I tell you something? I wish I was lying. There's a cat that has been, it's got a collar, it lives up the street, but mm-hmm. it's now it stays around on the front porch. It stays on a chair mm-hmm. out there, a very comfortable chair. It's in and out of the shelter, so it's got a roof, but it's half inside, half outside. Mm-hmm. And I come home. He's laying there, and I go, oh, look at you. Sometimes he's so – I get like a washcloth, and I just wipe him off. But then I realize it's only because he gets upside down in the sort of the sand. Mm-hmm. You know that stuff mm-hmm. in the yard, the DG, if you don't have grass, you have that. He loves rolling around, so he looks filthy. So he looks like he could be like, but he's well fed. He lives up the street. Uh-huh. It's someone's cat, but cats do that. They come to other places.
Is he the black cat?
Yeah, he's the black
cat.
Oh,
I saw him yesterday.
Yeah.
Out here when I was
right, right.
Here.
So he's out, and I go over and I pet him and I really massage him. Then I have this old toothbrush. I saw this on TikTok. So I started massaging one day around his eyes. I'm like, I go out there, I go, oh, yeah. I go, yeah. And he's like, oh my God. And then the next day, I swear, now I'm putting conjecture in this, but it did happen in this order. But maybe 2-3 days later, there's another black cat. And in my head, being silly, I go, the other cat's like, hey, do you do that thing with the toothbrush? I guess that this other cat was talking about. But he was too shy to come near me. But the other cat lays on the front porch, very affectionate, very easy to pet, to have a lot of trust in. I mean, he just digs in to you petting him. He digs into it. Very affectionate. So
I want to try that on Cam. What about like if I brushed your eyeball with a toothbrush?
I dig into it.
Yeah. You like sprawl out, you know what I mean? You'd arch your back a little bit. Oh, you'd like it.
Do you prefer a back scratch or a back rub?
Oh.
Back scratch. Oh, wow. Can I put like thinking music and he'd like get it?
Yes. No, give him something. Let's.
Okay, now you're about to ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Oh,
what do you feel about that?
I wish I had a lifeline so I could phone somebody.
You do have a lifeline.
Dude, who do you want to call?
Who do you want to
Jack
call?
Jack Hackett.
You want to call Jack Hackett?
Call Jack Hackett.
Okay, Jack Hackett.
All right, here we go.
He's calling Jack.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, never mind. I'll call
No, call the real Jack
Hackett. Okay, here we go.
We're calling the real Jack Hackett. But what question are you being
I'm
going to
ask him the same question. What's better, a back scratch? Here we go.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, AT&T, you have Jack Hackett. We're calling Jack Hackett.
Jack Hackett, I can ask you a personal question.
Tell him you're on the podcast for legal reasons.
I'm on the Todd Glass podcast. I need to ask
for legal reasons.
For legal reasons, I need to ask you a question.
Is it okay we have you on the Todd Glass show for legal reasons?
Holy crap, is that Regis Philbin?
Yes, it is. Oh my God, he believes it. Let's try to fake him out. Oh, no, I'm not dead. Well, it's nice to talk to you, Mr. Jack Hackett. And we're sure We're glad that you're one of his lifelines today. No, I'm alive and well.
Okay, Jack.
Oh, great. Okay, I'm ready to be alive.
Who told you I was dead?
The news of his death was great.
Who told you I was dead?
I've been wrong about a lot of
things. No, Don Ricklesy probably. No, I'm alive and well. Oh, sure, sure. No, I was... You know how you thought I'd never die? Well, I didn't. That's all a bullshit. Well, excuse me?
Johnny Pastrami.
Johnny Pastrami. By the way, I want to break character and talk about Johnny Pastrami.
That's...
No, no, what? Let's not talk
right,
about
here
it.
Here we go, Jack.
Jack.
Okay, we're back.
All right. What is better, a back scratch or a back rub?
For $1 million.
What day of the week is it?
What?
What
kind of questions here? I tell you, it's Monday.
This man's never got a back scratch or a back rub in his life.
Yeah, it's Monday, baby.
If it's Monday, then I would love a rub.
If it's Monday, and today's a Monday,
wow.
We're going to, you know what, Jack?
Jack?
We're going to go with rub.
We're going to go with rub, Jack.
Okay.
Wow. You got it, baby. Oh, you just won your charity over $40.
Jack, thank you so much.
$40.
$40. I could buy 2 pastrami sandwiches.
Hey, Johnny Pastrami. Johnny Pastrami, everybody.
Johnny Pastrami.
Cher goes there.
Oh, and I believe it. All right. Later, Jack.
Bye. Have a good rest of the game.
Thank you. Hey, Jack.
Yeah?
We just want to say that, you know what? We might joke around a lot. And I know we kibitz here and there, but the show, I mean, we really miss you. Everybody misses you.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, Jack.
Bye, Jack.
Bye.
I told you he was depressed.
No, he's... I can't stand that guy. I don't know why. Oh,
he's very, bossy?
He's a bossy guy.
Bossy. I feel like, the mom and the dad came home and we can't have fun.
He's a teacher's pet.
He was a teacher's pet. Thank you.
Is he a hall monitor?
He's
right?
a hall monitor.
That's the vibe.
Oh my God! And I'm not just trying to agree with you. I hope it doesn't come off as disingenuous. But you're right. He's Jack Hackett's the hall monitor. Hey everybody, out of the hall.
You know, he's the guy that reminds the teacher that you had homework.
It's yes. Excuse me. I'm Jack Hackett. Oh, teacher.
Wait.
Teacher.
You shouldn't be making fun of him. You shouldn't be making fun of him. He could be right outside. You never know. You never know if someone's right outside.
How about I shouldn't make fun of him because not a nice thing? What was the lesson we learned tonight, everybody?
Not to make fun of someone because
they might be outside.
Because they might be outside.
They
could be right in
situation. Isn't that what we learned?
I guess when you
as
put it that way.
As we go through life, we're going to meet all obstacles and things we're not comfortable with. But know that in any situation,
you can be good. And then you didn't miss it.
It's triumph and victory.
And victory.
All the way home. You guys get it.
Yeah.
You guys were good at that.
Yeah. Well, it's the truth, you know, when you speak the truth.
I call that when you're able to bullshit with even in a bit, but you have 2 people that will back you.
Uh-huh.
No, whatever I say, you guys are going to seem to me have my back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen, I'm tired of worrying about my image. Okay, I just have to, what show are we doing? How long have we been doing this? Late show.
Almost.
Do you want to guess?
Okay, good. I didn't hear truth.
Truth.
15 minutes? I'm going to say, okay, Todd, for right now you could take $100,000 and give it to a charity of your choice, but you're going to leave that for this next thing. Okay, yes, I would like to give up my $100,000. Okay. The show has been going on 48 minutes. What is the answer? Oh, close to more.
About an hour.
An hour. Whoa.
Wow.
Wow. Hear the mumbling. Hear the murmuring.
Oh, my God.
People that didn't even seem as, oh, it just seemed like it was an hour. Oh, my God.
Flew by.
So much fun. It flew by. Oh, my God. The talk last show. Did you hear the first part?
The first hour.
Just flew by.
I know.
He's a good guest. Yes, yes, yes. You're talking about Daniel Cabral. Yeah. Hey, listen to the show. You're having a good time. It's an hour and a half. Oh, my God. Feels like 5 minutes.
That's fine.
Some of the guests, they get the show. No offense. Rory Scovel, he doesn't. Fuck Rory Scovel.
More like boring Shava.
Rory Scovel. Fuck you.
Fuck that.
Fuck you. What you did to us. Fuck you.
Fuck Rory
Aristotle.
He's...
I've defended you. I've told him. I said no.
Todd, stop hitting him. He's already dead.
I told Aristotle. And I told Cam. He's my friend.
No.
Yeah, I said you leave him alone. But when I see them crying at night. Cam and Aristotle, fuck you, Rory Scovel, you piece of shit.
We did it! We did it!
We did it!
Yay.
No, everybody said we wouldn't be able to do the whole show.
We did it!
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 All right, listen. But I'm not afraid to do a serious show. Mm-hmm. I just want you to know. If you think it's all bells and whistles, I'm not even going to be offended. But give me another 5-10 minutes here.
Oh, I can give you another hour.
I do want another drama.
Oh, the drama. Thank you. Can I go in for it again?
Absolutely.
Let me just come in.
All right. All right. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Everybody laugh at something he said. Now let me ask you a question. You do these weddings.
Oh yeah.
There must be some wedding drama sometimes.
Oh yeah, sometimes.
But give me a specific story.
I'll give you two stories, right?
Sure.
Okay, one story. I'm DJing a cop's wedding. It's a nice wedding.
Okay.
You know? Now I'm a good wedding DJ. I don't want to toot my own horn.
I get it.
I'm at this point where I want people to hook up at the wedding because of the music that I am playing.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I'm a matchmaker. Mm. So I'm playing a song. And I see a guy that's about to dance with a girl, but he's not quite doing it yet. So I put on a more sensual, upbeat kind of song. And he starts to dance on her, and she dances on him, and they start laughing. They're enjoying themselves. And I see a guy at the corner. He's at the taco stand. He looks at the dance floor, and he's like, "What the fuck?" And he comes back, and I realize, wow, that guy that said, "What the fuck?" is that guy's girlfriend. Boyfriend. I'm sorry. Yeah, you know.
No, but
I mean?
She's his girlfriend.
She's his girlfriend. She goes to the dance floor. That's how I felt.
No, we just had to bleep out something. Obviously, that Daniel said. It's okay. Aristotle had to bleep it out.
I'm sorry.
But
Aristotle.
Say it again. But just say it in a more gentle tone.
Oh yeah.
Oh. All right, Daniel. Aristotle can't be bleeping out. Try to figure out what you're trying.
Family friendly.
Well, I gotta speak my truth, Cam.
Even PG.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, but just I don't want to bleep out. We literally. I told Aristotle. Don't over bleep him. He goes, Todd, everything he said, one sentence, one word into the next word, there weren't any us or thes or I could even come up for to let it breathe
pure
to
vile.
Give it a pure vile.
I'm the Dice Clay of DJ Wet.
All right, listen.
And it happened just like that.
Yeah,
just
you
like
think you're smarty pants with that foul mouth.
I guess only we'll know the true story.
We'll know the true story. Yeah. Our listeners, okay, listen. I want someone else to take the control of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this before, but I never had follow through with it.
Yeah.
We are going in for the close.
Okay.
I'm having a very. Hey, everybody. I'm James Adomian. So I just want to make sure I got to everything. Is there a song that you wanted to do?
Oh, are we closing?
It comes quick. I go in for a slow close because I don't have a good time. Do we have 15, 20 more minutes, Aristotle?
I'll allow it.
Oh, wow. I love it.
Aristotle.
Thank you, Aristotle.
Let me show a little respect to Aristotle. Joe McKenzie.
Joe.
Don't we have an Aristotle?
We love you, Aristotle.
Woo!
Yes, we do. We love you, Aristotle. And we'll be true. When you're not near us, we're blue. Aristotle, we love you. We love you, Aristotle.
It is true.
Yes, we do.
Well, it is due.
I believe it.
And we'll be true.
It is true.
When you're not near us.
Well, it's. We'll be blue. Aristotle, we love you.
Thank you so much for coming out to Cam Gavinsky's wedding. This next track will be the last song of the night, so let's spend it all on the dance floor together. I know you guys know the lyrics, so let's sing it along.
Uncle Rob, Uncle Rob, you've had too much to drink. Uncle Rob.
Everybody, let's get fucked up.
It's the end of the night. It's 2 a.m. We don't have this venue after 2.
Uncle Rob. Uncle.
Don't encourage him.
Don't
encourage
him. Uncle Rob.
Yeah, I'm going to dig up my shirt.
Take
it
off. There's children. There's children. Oh, God.
Take it off.
I love Uncle Rob. Every place needs an Uncle Rob.
Oh, God.
I don't even want to be fake in Uncle Rob's world, because that man, even the comedic version of him, causes everybody horror.
I've seen a few Uncle Robs at weddings. It's
I know.
They warn me about them, but I like them.
Hold on here. What do you mean you like them? Like, what do you mean? Because they're, like, what does an Uncle Rob mean? He's going to try to go up and do the belly flop, or
he's gonna do the worm.
Is true?
Yeah, there's always an uncle.
So there's literally a term. Don't be an uncle what?
Uncle Rob.
Uncle Rob, and that just means you're gonna go up and give me some of Uncle Rob's behavior.
Uncle Rob, he tries taking them. He always needs to take the mic.
Oh,
you know, he's like, hey, whoa, what a night! Whoa, what a night! Oh my God, look, doesn't she look beautiful? Doesn't she look fantastic?
Oh, God, I believe you.
Oh, God, oh, what a...
You're a lucky guy. I mean, I'm...
All right.
I know, like I'm a uncle, but...
He goes, I have a boner. Believe me, I'm not happy about
it. I'm not happy about it, but what can you do? What can you do?
Fair Jacques Dorme, who? But anyway, listen, you two, good luck. Golly, booty.
Hey, tonight a little bit of...
It's a little bit of ho-ho. Listen, I want to ask you a question, because I'm done joking around.
All right.
Now I come out here, I look you in the eye. Do you ever do something with conviction you don't even know where the bit's gonna go, but yet you seem like, oh, Todd has a plan. No, I don't. I just started talking, and I'm like, whoa, over here. Okay, but hold on. Let me look into here.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
I love getting things off track. That's my skill.
You don't do it. What you do is perfect.
Thank you.
I don't. What is this here?
I love being a distraction.
Like being in a hurry, and I realize later I'm the only one in a hurry. So let me take a look at my list, because there might be something on here.
Okay.
Maybe I stop for nothing.
Yeah.
Or maybe you'll be like, oh, I'm glad I did that. If not, we'll return to our enjoyable conversation and take this ship in for its close.
Yeah.
Because we are there. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? Hey, boom, boom, boom. We could close with that. We just all improv anything we want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do the longest improv. Maybe we get in the Guinness Book of... Why are you laughing at me?
The corners of my mouth have not even lifted.
He couldn't have not laughed. He was the opposite of not laughing. I don't even think he half knew I was saying anything. I go, why are you laughing? Just for my own comedic, just for my own ability to go, why are you laughing? Because I knew it would work for me. No, but seriously, I hope you repent from your sins. All right, listen, I'm in a good mood. But I do want to have some order in the show as we go in for close. So there's two things I wanted to do. What was one of them? I heard your wedding. Did we hear your wedding horror story?
Oh, I got too many of them. But there was one thing you said you wanted to do, though. That was the thing about the
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
Oh, wait. What's the matter with me?
Well, that could... No. There's nothing to matter.
What's the matter with you?
No. There ain't nothing to matter with you. Okay,
this
listen,
guy's got a problem.
Whoa.
He wants to end the show.
Cam's birthday.
Oh,
that's what I wanted to talk about.
All right.
Do we have anything? And I'm going to wait for it. That acknowledges your birthday. It could be a birthday track. It could be a cappella. Cam did celebrate his birthday about 4 or 5 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we all hang out?
Zebulon.
Yes, that's exactly where we hung out. We had a nice... What is this?
This is a birthday song.
That's right, Cam Kavinsky's birthday. Let's let it breathe.
Cheers to the ones that we got.
Ah!
Cheers to the wish you were here tonight. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today.
toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories.
My friends came out to sing happy birthday.
That is so nice.
Peter Griffin, Stewie. All my closest friends. That's your closest friend singing right
Listen,
now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're great. Oh. I'm comfortable with you, so I'm gonna call on you now because you're a good fun podcast person.
Oh, nice. Heck yeah.
Cause I can't reach out to call you, but Aristotle, I want to say hello to the peace people and the people that you the breathe with. You know what I mean? The spiritual beings that you align yourself with.
Damn right.
Listen. Most nights, I'll be honest with you. When I'm not with you guys, I'll be honest with you. I cry into a sock. But when I'm with you guys, I'm happy.
You cry into a sock?
Most nights I sit, I cry into a sock.
Why not just like a... Sorry, not to judge. Why not just like a tissue?
Why not what?
Why not like a tissue? Why are you using a sock?
Listen, that's not the point of the story.
Well, the point is you're sad, but why do you have to make it more sad that you're...
The reason...
A sock?
Wait, you really cry into a sock?
You want to know why I cry into a... Not into a tissue?
Yeah. I don't want to make a big deal about it.
No, listen.
No, I don't want to... If it's a
you're
personal thing,
me.
You don't have to say...
You're not offending me. I'll tell you why. You want to know?
Yeah.
Because it's a good question.
No, I do want to know.
Because I can't afford the tissues.
I guess they are just... Okay, I'm sorry.
I have a lot to cry about. I thought I was going to get on Shark Tank. And I didn't get on with my idea about... You know... The hair scrunchies.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let's make them for the tinfoil, the little dishes we get during the holidays, and it always looks so ugly on the table. So we sort of take like a scrunchie, but it could be like burlap scrunchie that you can pull around the edge of the tinfoil. So actually, just on the table, any tinfoil thing looks at least burlappy. It falls into place.
Presentable.
Yeah, presentable. Change a game changer.
Lisa Bindero. I'm the CEO and founder of Various Types Apparel.
Can I tell you my...
And
did
I'm
you just hear...
For $100,000.
No, did you hear my
clip?
Idea?
Yeah, this is the clip.
My business. The
Wait,
hottest new thing on the activewear market.
Are you listening
but
to
first,
my idea?
Let me give you the origin story. So,
no, I got my idea. Go ahead.
In my class, and I'm freezing cold in my crop pants, right? And all I can find are these sweater material leg warmers. They're itchy, they don't stay up, and they don't keep you that warm.
And they get your coochie all smoochy.
Because you were famously helping her with this pitch, right?
I was famous.
You were like her hype man. She was pitching it, and you were there to like sort of like sell the product because she needed a little extra help because she didn't have charisma.
I just have to say at one point during the late show here that we have to just, I can't have this big ba-boom. We just have to go to close. Yeah. Well, hold on. I mean, is there anything thank you? Thank you.
Yeah.
Daniel, is there anything you want to, you know, because people, if they enjoyed your humor, tonality in general, where can they find you to follow you and be in touch with you?
Daniel the Goat, Daniel the _ Goat on Instagram. That's where you can find me.
Will you do me a favor, Cam? And I'm not trying to be the guy in our studio, but we do it purely to get he gets to repeat the information. Yeah. You keep acting like you. Oh, can you repeat that?
Yeah.
Can
Sorry, I didn't get that. I just want to make sure that I get it. Where can we find you?
Daniel the Goat. On Instagram.
On Instagram?
On Instagram. Yeah,
and how do you spell Daniel? The normal way? Well, I don't want to say normal. That's rude.
We sang it earlier. I'm spelling it wrong. Daniel. That guy's good, yeah. Sleepover Podcast on YouTube. Doom Scroll Podcast. Wow, this guy's
good?
Too many things, dude.
Okay, we're good? We're good?
We're good. I was just gonna play a clip from his podcast.
Oh, I want to hear.
Yeah. You're gonna hear. play an Instagram clip, dude. Play
an Instagram clip.
You can go on my.
I'm not afraid. When I go in for clothes, a lot of other podcasts they get nervous. I'm like, we'll go out. We'll play a clip. We'll say goodnight.
Oh yeah.
Boom. Hello everybody. Mwah. Go enjoy the rest of your night. Is this a clip from his podcast? I love when I try to hide that I'm drunk.
Let's see.
It's so embarrassing. At least I bring it up. It's more real.
Can't pick a funny
like
clip.
Like I'm fooling anybody.
Vinny. Pick a funny clip. Make sure it's Sleepover, though. Play the most recent one. Who cares?
Hey, Vinny, you got some nerve.
You look, I don't come down there. Yeah, what's that with this guy saying? What's going on over
here? What if I just reenact the clip?
Has ever been called in for a Make-A-Wish?
Maybe Seinfeld when he was popular.
I feel like Seinfeld would be such a piece of shit for like a Make-A-Wish kid.
Yeah, they call it Make-A-Wish, but these aren't really great wishes.
Cam, that's a bad clip. Come on, I'm not even in the clip, Cam. What are we doing?
Well, why'd you post it? Why'd you share it?
Because it's a family podcast.
Please. That's something for his grandmother.
I'm like a Netflix thing where I'm like, if you liked me, you're going to like Daniel.
I feel like it's immature to block somebody. I like my ex, like Loki in those Marvel movies, you know what I mean? I don't want to explicitly see him all the time, but I want to know that they're like causing chaos in the background.
Well,
you know
maybe you need to block them for
growth. I need chaos. I need a little bit of chaos. You know, if I block them, then the problem's gone. That's why Batman doesn't kill the Joker.
I like this argument.
We need each other.
She was like, we should just be friends. I was like, nah, bitch, we're going to be foes. I need a nemesis. Oh, that's nice. That's me. I'm wearing a Raising Cane's hat. Shout out to Raising Cane's.
Listen, this is a different lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it is, I am okay with it. I don't judge. No. It's something's going on there. Yeah. Whatever. I don't know if you want to call it.
I don't want to say it. Gayish label.
But it's. Let me tell you something. Nothing but love. Of course.
Yeah.
It's what I preach on the show.
Whatever somebody does in the privacy
whatever
of their own home.
Does,
you know.
Let
no matter
it,
how.
Fun it is.
Weird.
Weirdish. I don't give a shit. Listen, we have to say goodbye.
Do we have to? No.
Yeah, I know. I wish I didn't. But that's what's fun about a show when you don't want to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you, I've had shows once in a while, maybe you're not so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And you like, maybe you're hoping it would end this show.
Did you have a good time?
I did.
Murder my kids.
I did have a good time. What are you?
Murder my kids.
Hey, listen, murder my kids. We didn't do that bit. Should we go for it?
I think we could go if you want to go for it.
It could be
closer.
The closer,
yeah.
Is it a closer? Okay, listen, here's all I got to do. We'll close with this. But this is a risky bit because we have to go so dark, but not dark where I want to go past. So if at one point anybody goes over the lines that I'm comfortable doing on a podcast, yes, when you're hanging out by yourself, there's a different level of darkness that you earn the right to be through with the closest of friends that you know that there's no. But anyway, right? So, with that said, what are we talking about? So, we're watching this thing. And then, of course, it led us to a very, what I would call, dark, twisted bit.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me, do we have, can we pull up the...
We could pull up the clip. Okay, up the clip? Look up Kevin Gates' car battery.
This is either, we're going to promise ourselves, Cam, if for some reason we're telling this story and it's not going anywhere, right. You'll bring in the Christmas... You know the Christmas theme?
With his hands, that one?
Yes. Wait.
Okay. You know what I mean? The one we were going to open the show
just
with?
Bring it,
so
play it on
point,
top.
You get that on standby. Okay, because this is where I can go into this without being nervous. We're going to listen to this clip, and then we were listening to this around the fire pit the first night that I met, met, and we heard this, and it led us into this bit. So let's play the clip, and then we'll explain the bit that ensued the rest of the evening.
You did not start no car battery with your very hands.
If I didn't, may God murder
my children. Pause it. I want to let you know that, first of all, this guy's claiming that he started a car battery with his hands.
His bare hands.
Now, let me tell you something. The reason to me this is so great is because he keeps saying, murder my kids, or like, please, make. But okay, that's only gonna help if somebody believes that there's a higher power that is going to. Unfortunately, punishment isn't always brought on right away. You might get away with it in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You might get. So if you go murder my kids and your kids don't die, punishment won't always get brought on exactly right away. But this guy treats it like it is. No, if I'm lying, murder my kids. Okay, so let's play the bit. Mm-hmm. You know, like anyone's going to go, well, wait, I mean, if you're saying murder my kids, I guess this guy's got to be telling the truth. Let's play this. And on the other side, we'll talk about the bit that ensued hanging out with
you did
Cameron.
Not please start no car battery with your bare hands.
He said
if
you didn't start.
May God murder my children. I hate that I even spoke about this.
May
I
God
just
murder
put my
hands my children.
Over the battery and pray, Lord, please let this woman battery start.
On a physics level, that's impossible.
On a physics level, human beings emit electricity. Our bodies are electric.
Not enough to start.
You ever touch somebody and shock them?
Yes. I got a static shock.
What you was doing? You was emitting electricity.
But that, listen, I took chemistry. That is so minuscule to compare to what you need to start a car.
It didn't happen then. I was lying. I just felt like I'm going to make up. This gonna make all the women give me the pussy if I say I started a car battery.
They cut out the part where he says, kill them today.
Yeah.
Kill
murder
them
today. And then we started going, if I,
You no. did not please start no car battery with your bare hands.
If I didn't, may God murder my children.
I don't want to do this bit. I don't want to do this bit. So let's just say, do you have a Christmas song? Like maybe
kill him today.
That just that part is so because he doubled down. And he doubled goes
like that's. Oh, it's Christmas time, everybody. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night,
Daniel. Good night, Aristotle. Good night, Cam Gavinsky.
And good night, Todd Glass.
It's our Christmas-ish. This episode, some people go, well, it's a little after Christmas. But guess what? It's still Christmas-ish.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.